up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Capital improvements by the city planned for Main Beach and a recreation building, as well as sidewalks on Crest Street, will likely be postponed because of an unanticipated $1 million cost overrun. The city council on Tuesday will consider the request for the extra money to pay for the cost of excavating a dump site in Laguna Canyon. Extraction got underway last week, though the problem surfaced nearly 4 years ago. A torrential downpour in December 2010 and flooding around Sun Valley Drive uncovered what had been a trash dump. Runoff deposited broken glass throughout the neighborhood, which was quickly removed with bulldozers scraping the streets, but the site itself has proved a bigger money pit. Council members should anticipate a turnout of bicycle supporters pedaling to Tuesday's meeting. Elected leaders will consider a proposal to add signage in North Laguna to designate a bikeway on residential streets that parallel Coast Highway south of Smith Cliffs. This additional section will come closer to completing a bike route through Laguna that shifts cyclists off Coast Highway. Laguna Beach High School seniors Brenna Merchant and Dominique Droulet can lay claim to new titles after being crowned homecoming king and queen during Friday's football game. In a break of both tradition and stereotype, where the homecoming king is typically a football standout, among this pair, it's Brenna, who's the athlete, one of the fleet-footed top varsity runners for the girls' cross-country team, and the well-spoken, self-assured Dominic is the school's drum major, who leads the pep band and performs in the award-winning jazz band. On the field, though, the Breakers didn't win, scoring 31-38 against Saddleback, but the team redeemed themselves after previous week's scoreless loss against Costa Mesa. Hundreds of people filled a vast tent setup on the parking lot at the ranch on Saturday, eager to view and buy the output of 35 visiting plein air painters. From scenes of Three Arch Bay to Crystal Cove, the painters captured Laguna's landscapes almost exclusively in oil paint for the Plein Air Association's week-long competition. One artist worked in pastels, one came from Maine and showed his expertise capturing a sapphire blue marine layer on canvas. Several walked away with prize money. Children eager for a Halloween preview will no doubt be found in costume this Friday at El Moro's Boo Blast. The annual carnival and PTA fundraiser is open to the public and starts immediately after school and continues until about 7:30 p.m. Leave extra time to catch a trolley from the state park parking lots. Expect the blacktop to be transformed with bounce houses and game booths. Make room for a new addition to the fishbowl. Children ages 5 to 17 years old with design talent can enter the city's annual holiday palette competition. The Arts Commission will select up to 12 designs for display at City Hall during December. Designs must be submitted by noon on Monday, November 17th. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.